This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Landmark decisions by the Supreme Court, that's what their job is, right? Their job is to rule and bring restore sanity. They're supposed to be non-political about it. They're supposed to follow the law. Do you know that we have a Supreme Court? In the old days, it didn't really matter. In theory, it didn't matter whether you put a liberal, a leftist justice or a conservative justice. It was just make the right ruling. And I'm not going to say they always got it right, because they don't. Leftists think very differently, but that's good. You know, you want difference of thought, but always with the right idea, with everybody going to, you know, wanting the end to be the same. In other words, we may get to the end in different ways, but we get there. And it's always for the betterment of America. It's just not the case. Not anymore. Partisan. The Supreme Court, down the line, 6-3, on abortion, I think even on gun rights, and this New York thing. And there's no rational, logical argument on the left about this. None. It should have been a 9-0 vote, certainly on guns, and maybe 8-1 on abortion. The idea of the abortion thing was give it back to the states. This is not a national issue. And oh, by the way, in New York on guns, you cannot take away the Second Amendment. No state can do that. That's period. That is a codified in the Constitution. By the way, it's codified in your ability for self-preservation. Because I'm going to tell you this. If it's super dangerous in my neighborhood and you tell me I can't have a gun, I'm going to get a gun. It's self-preservation. I'd rather be alive than dead. Oh, Kevin, you go to prison. Well, I'll have a shot, because maybe there'll be a jury of my peers that say I would have done exactly what he did. It's like that dude, Bernie What's-His-Face, who shot people in the New York subway. Well, you know why he did? Because they harassed him. He didn't feel safe. The government says, oh, we're giving you mass transit. And you know what the criminals go? They put all the victims in one place for us. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, I'm sick of narratives. I'm sick of us fighting against this idea of leftism as if it's, you know, oh, well, it's no big deal if they win. It is a big deal if they win. They like killing black babies, for example. They like crime where you're not protected, but they are. They want to restrict you to such a degree that you will conform. It's what they did with Wu Flu. They tested you. And you know what the Supreme Court did? The Supreme Court said, you know what, despite you not wanting to protect us, allowing people to picket at our homes, potentially to kill us, we're gonna fight back. And we're nonpartisan. We want what's best for this country. I don't think these justices got together and said, you know, that Trump seems like he's on the right track. Here's what public opinion is saying. They don't have their jobs at stake. They know what the future of this country represents, and they did the right thing on both of those issues. New Yorkers unable to protect themselves. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer, he carries. Why does Chuck Schumer carry? Hey, I tell you what, Chuck, stay home. He carries. And I'll bet you this, I'll bet you Chuck Schumer can carry anywhere in this country and get away with it, not get prosecuted. Have you seen what happens if you take your gun to New York, even though you have a legal license in another state? Let me tell you what the Constitution should do. It should say, I don't give a crap what your state laws are. If someone has a concealed carry license in another state, it transfers across the board. Why aren't we working on laws like that? You know what it takes to carry your firearm in a plane or to take it? First of all, you better make sure that the other state allows it, because you could be in jail over something that's a technicality, that you're a law-abiding gun owner and you can go to jail. But go kill somebody with an illegal gun and you can get away with it. They won't even investigate it in most of these urban indoctrination pigsties. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844 551-8255. So the Supreme Court rules on all of these different things for the betterment of this nation. Look, it doesn't matter. Whatever side of the issue you're on, you don't like guns, you do like guns. Here's what I'll tell you. The Supreme Court's ruling for New York, it didn't change one thing that a New Yorker has to think about. They're the same. Now, I listened to New Yorkers. They gave their opinions about some of these things that were happening. I don't know if we have that clip. But it was interesting to me how these New Yorkers were like, well, you know, sometimes I don't feel as safe and I think that we needed to think about it. And I mean, it was all over the map, but it was easy to see that the person doing the interview wanted people to be afraid that this new law that the Supreme Court passed was going to impact them in such a way that, oh, life as you know it is going to change. You're going to be scared. Let me tell you something. New York is exponentially more safe, because that more safer would be like extra safe, right? More safe than it was prior to the Supreme Court ruling. It's much more safe. Criminals are now going to have to think twice. Law-abiding citizens will go out, they will train, they will get the guns that they've been wanting anyway, and now criminals have to think about, can I rob this person? Can I do it? It's going to give them that more pause. And when the Supreme Court ruled about this, by the way, they said 2.5 million times a year. I don't know where this statistic came from. They said 2.5 million times a year firearms are used to protect people. That was left out, conveniently left out of the dissent's argument. So I don't know how many people die from gunshots every year. What is it? 30,000? No, you know what? Make it 100. Let's make sure we don't. Let's err on the side of caution. If it's 100,000, 2.5 million times a firearm prevented a crime. There you go. How many times did it not prevent a crime because people didn't have it? How many people got robbed, you know, et cetera, that you don't even hear the reports of? Forget killings. Just got robbed. And God forbid, sexually assaulted. And that's, again, one issue. Now we talk about the lives of children, babies, and of course the Democrats don't know when does life begin. I know when it begins, but that's a whole other issue. So they're debating this, but at the same time trying to make women believe that this was about their bodies and their choices. The Supreme Court said, no, it's not. Just give it back to the state. But you know what they're warning about? Violence.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you figured it out? Democrats will kill you. I'm not just saying that. That's a fact. They have no value for your life whatsoever. Unless you agree with them, unless you toe the line, they don't care. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're watching these people lose their minds. How long have we been going along with Roe v. Wade? Decades, right? It's been decades. Long time. How long have we had to endure this cheat? How long did we endure Russian collusion? How long have we endured Hillary Clinton? We didn't really, know what her intent was. How many things have we lived with? Just absolute affronts. And we don't go out and we don't do anything. We just go out and we vote. We say, we'll get you at the ballot box. They got Barack Obama. We said, you know what? We'll show you how much we don't like what his policies are. Not him, his policies. In 2010, we kicked their butts. In 2016, they tried to shoehorn in Hillary Clinton. We said, we will have none of it. But we don't go beat people up or try to kill people or whatever. That's what they do. And then they accuse us of doing it. I'm sick of it. Democrats are vile, evil people. Let me ask you, who plans a night of rage against people who want to protect babies? It would be like, we're going to plan a night of rage for those of you who want to protect baby seals. Now, if you wanted to protect baby seals, the Democrats wouldn't do a night of rage. They'd figure something out. They'd make it racist. You only want to help baby seals because they white? That's why, Kevin Jackson. People listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255, by the way. They would accuse you of racism. If you wanted to protect baby spotted owls or whatever because they're born white, or polar bears or whatever. Oh, you only want to help because they're white. You don't want to help the grizzlies. I could see a night of rage, folks. If you wanted to protect children who are killed in drive-bys. See, I could see a night of rage for that, because that happens quite often in these Democrat-controlled cities. But they don't want to have a night of rage for that, or a night of rage for the innocent people killed by some Muslim maniac in a nightclub, or innocent people killed by some Muslim maniac at a Christmas party. No, no night of rage for that. That's the wrong demographic. There's no night of rage when innocent people are run over in Wisconsin by some black maniac during a parade. No, 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 no. We don't want a night of rage for that. You would think, based on this SCOTUS decision, that conservatives are asking for mass murderers, only white mass murderers, to be released or something, the way leftists are reacting. You have asked for people to stop and pay attention to the notion that a woman carrying a being in her body might have to look at it as it's not just herself. That's what you're asking. You're saying, can we have a discussion about what that is inside of her? We're not talking about, hey, listen, do you want to get your appendix out, yes or no? We're not asking, do you want to donate a piece of your liver? We're not asking, do you want to give a kidney to, you know, if you're a transplant, you know, you're in a transplant, giving up your organs. We're not asking any of those questions. We're saying, but very simply, the person inside of your body is another human being. Can we at least admit that? Or do we still have to, are we still in that process of defining what is, or what a woman is? I'm not a biologist. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Truth be told, folks, the majority of the country gets us. They understand what we're saying. They don't see us as zealots. They don't see us as people, well, all they want to do is have babies. You know, they're crazy. Them people crazy. Or them Bible thumping crazy. Whatever. They see it. They go, you know what? That's a reasonable discussion. They're not being unreasonable. They're not mean-spirited people that want to hurt folks. They're not trying to do something evil. There's no sinister plot here. Oh, they're out. They just want a bunch more black babies born, and then we're going to be overruled by black people. These are the very people that talk about the browning of America, and they want to kill black babies willy-nilly. Why do I pick on black babies? Because we are 41% of the abortions. That's why I pick on them. Yeah. They may not fully agree, these people that I'm talking about, but they can see the difference between us and these leftists. They get an idea, folks, of who the real thugs are. The real thugs are the people that the Department of of Homeland Security is essentially saying, look, be careful out there, churches. If you're a pro-life church or a pregnancy center, they said, if on the night of rage, be careful of these pro-abortion activists, these baby killers, black baby killers. They've been pledging, get this, hear the words they use, extreme violence. They issued an urgent memo, not a, well, let's see what happens. They issued an urgent memo. I don't know what has been up that we disagreed with. I don't think DHS needs to issue an urgent memo about us, but they do about the left. They do about Antifa and Black Lives Matter. By the way, where are you, Black Lives Matter, when it comes to the idea that these white racist enablers, these leftist Democrats, want to kill you? And you don't have anything to say about it. You're not protesting it. Unbelievable where you people are. Urgent memo. This came from the DHS agent Jesse Rangel. He said, large groups with cells nationwide have already been discovered casing parishes, including those in California. They're giving a warning to all the Catholic dioceses. Be on alert. Get this. They said, this is the most coordinated and aggressive domestic terrorism in our nation today. All because extremists are angry that they may not be able to kill children in the womb on demand. That's what a pro-life organization tweeted, and the founder of which is a lady by the name of Lila Rose. She called out Biden and Pelosi, as well as mainstream media groups for the Democrats' leadership's virtual silence on the matter. And you know what these people are doing? They're inciting it. They're saying, to heck with the Supreme Court. One guy tweeted, he's got a check mark on Twitter, F your Bible. F your Bible. They can't stand the Supreme Court. They don't. When things go against them, these people lose it. They lose it. That's what the left is about. Yeah, tolerance, right? And look at their leadership, what they call their leadership. Vile, evil people, black baby killers.
Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. At least 50 illegal immigrants are now confirmed dead after being discovered in the back of an abandoned tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins Fox News and says what he calls open border policies are to blame.
You're going to continue to see tragedies like this where migrants are putting their lives in the hands of smugglers and traffickers and others that don't care about their lives because they need to get to the U.S. and they know that if they get there, they're not going to be removed.
The total number of people who died in yesterday's Amtrak crash in Missouri is now 4. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing in Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were aboard the train. USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is holding an event Tuesday morning to discuss the Biden administration's plan to help women retain access to abortion. Secretary Becerra addresses calls by congressional Democrats to build abortion facilities on federal land.
We are aware of a number of ideas and proposals, many of which we have been considering internally ourselves. We have made no decisions yet. We certainly would have conversation with the president to make sure we implement his directives to us in trying to protect women's reproductive health care services.
The elementary school in Texas where 19 students and two teachers were murdered is being torn down. Uvalde is asking for the public's help to build a new one. A charitable foundation has been set up to collect donations. The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee investigating the Capitol attack is holding another hearing today. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You see this turnout out here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop it. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
I just want you to ask yourself what they would be saying if a Republican said that. On any issue that we've disagreed with the Supreme Court. We haven't said defy Obamacare. I hated Obamacare. We didn't say defied. We said we're going to do things to get around it. We think it's unconstitutional, which, by the way, we were right. The ruling by the Supreme Court is right. The ruling that they made about Obamacare was completely wrong. Everybody knows it, including the Democrats. But they play these games. But I guess what I'm just getting at here is that Maxine Waters incites violence. AOC incites violence. Joe Biden incites violence. Kamala Harris incites violence. That's what they're about. Here's what they wrote when I talked about in the previous segment. The threat of violence facing pro-life entities was issued in pen by radical abortion group Jane's Revenge, which signed a June 14 letter declaring, quote, open season on pro-life pregnancy crisis centers. I want you to think about what I just said. These are crisis centers for young girls who say, I don't know what I want to do. They're making the choice for life. And Jane's Revenge says, how dare you? The memo spoke of, quote, increasing drastic measures. Now, this should get them put on a watch list, declared terrorists. I don't know. I don't know the protocol. But I know if we were doing it, I know exactly what they'd be doing. If we were picketing in front of the Supreme Court because of some decision they made, I'm talking about in front of their homes. You would see people arrested for threatening. I'm talking about doing what the left is doing. And by the way, I wouldn't blame them. If the Department of Homeland Security or some law enforcement agency said, look, you can't be standing in front of Clarence Justice Thomas's house threatening him, I'd say arrest anybody who would do that. Anyway, their drastic measures are things they say that won't be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti. So in other words, not just sending a message, no metaphorical messages. We want to really show these people our, we mean business. Here's what they said. Easy, They want to know how easy and fun it is to attack pro-life targets. Jane's Revenge referenced it claiming responsibility for various acts of arson and vandalism since the leak of the SCOTUS draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade, which it turns out it did. But I want to move on. We've already talked about that. It's outrageous that we're even having this discussion. But I want to play a clip from MSNBC. The host is a girl named Tiffany Cross, and her guest was a guy named Eli Mistow. I want to pick this apart, and I'm going to show you how you can argue with black leftists cleverly and effectively. Here's the clip.
Yeah, I honestly, and look, we should talk about, I know the Roe decision is incredibly impactful in an adverse way and devastating, but there were also other really crappy decisions that came out of the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the Miranda rights case later, but essentially we lost Miranda rights this week as well. Now, I know in the last block I talked to Attorney General Tish James, who talked about, you know, protecting women. So in addition to, I bring up the Miranda rights point because I think you disagreed a little bit, and you were saying that women who go to New York could potentially be prosecuted without even having their Miranda rights read to them, by the way, if they go to New York to have an abortion. Explain that.
Yeah, so we lost Miranda warnings, not Miranda rights. Your right against self-incrimination still exists under the Fifth Amendment. Cops just probably don't have to tell you, and certainly if they don't tell you, you can't sue them for violating your constitutional rights. So it's a little bit more subtle, but it's just as kind of on-the-ground impactful.
Welcome back, everybody. So the case here, the thing that these people are trying to do, this is Tiffany Cross and Eli Mistow. What they're trying to do is say, well, if you're a woman and you cross into a state where they allow you to kill black babies, well, there are going to be people who will try to get you. And so they don't have to read you your Miranda rights. You've lost your Miranda rights. And the guy goes, no, that's not the case. It means they don't have to give you a warning. If you say something stupid, a cop doesn't have to say, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. If you need an attorney, the court will appoint you an attorney. I mean, have we all not heard this thing enough to understand our rights? If you are innocent, you don't worry about it. You can say, why are you guys picking me up?
Kevin, you're accused of blah, blah, blah.
Well, I didn't do it. I tell you what, why don't you call my attorney? And, you know, what do you need in order for me to make sure you know I'm not involved? You need my phone? Do you need my DNA? What do you need? This Miranda warning thing has been so overplayed. But anyway, the point they're making is, that Tiffany Cross is trying to make, is that women are going to be, and we didn't get to the rest of it. We haven't gotten to the meat of it, but I wanted to stop it there because she called it a crappy decision. See, the Supreme Court, the people who supposedly we believe are some of the best attorneys in the land, they're too stupid to rule on the Miranda issue. So it was a crappy decision. And why should we believe it? Because it's Tiffany Cross. I mean, she's a media person who has all the intellect of a slug. Well, we should believe her. She's doing what? She's protecting women. This is all about women's right to choose what they can do with their bodies. And look, if they decide that because the court has overruled Roe v. Wade, saying it is no longer national policy to allow the killing of black babies, mostly black babies and other babies as well. But I think you people listening to the show understand the point I'm making. But it, now that it is no longer nationally approved for them to kill mostly black babies, Tiffany Cross says, well, these women are going to need to go from state to state. I mean, I want you to understand what just happened. Planned Parenthood can only operate now in certain states. They have to dry up. They have to pretty much leave black neighborhoods. This is a blow to Planned Parenthood. They're going to, I don't know how they view their business, but they're going to be closing down franchises because it's going to be mandated. Now, what's going on with these other lefties? Well, they don't like it. So, as I mentioned before, Jane's Revenge is now decided that they're going to blow up anybody that's actually letting women choose life. I want to go back to how crazy that sounds, that there's a group of people out there, and they would rather essentially destroy a woman's right to choose to have her baby at a pro-life pregnancy crisis center. It's as if they don't want women to keep babies. And here's what's ironic. I've never heard a leftist say, you know what? Those centers over there, those Planned Parenthoods, they kill a lot of black babies. Let's do something about them. And just for the record, I want to explain the difference between us and them. So they talk about these radical conservatives, these Bible thumpers that kill abortion doctors, and that's happened. You can admit it, it's happened. But there are a lot of Planned Parenthoods, lots of them. When is the last time you heard of a Planned Parenthood being bombed, being burned to the ground, being threatened? I mean, wouldn't it be national news if that were occurring? I mean, we've had Roe v. Wade for some time. We've had religious zealots. I'm talking about Bible thumpers. Bible thumping conservatives for quite some time. Why aren't they blowing up all these Planned Parenthoods? Right now, with the news that we just got, wouldn't you think that they would have to put some sort of protection up for Planned Parenthood? That people go, we told you people that it's wrong to be killing these black babies. And we're going to go out there and we're going to burn them down. Fire and brimstone, right? Conservatives, we should be so overjoyed. I mean, this is like winning the pro-life Super Bowl. So why aren't we out flipping cars and burning police cars and, you know, and celebrating this big victory that we had, the way leftists celebrate big victories? Have you seen how they celebrate when they win a championship? Oh, no, before the ticker tape parade, folks, comes the burning down of the city. So why aren't we out burning down Planned Parenthood locations or something naughty like the left would be doing? I just want you to think about it. I'm not really looking for an answer. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this Tiffany Cross, Eli Mistal, because they made a comment about dead white men. That's what you're going to need.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The latest scare tactic for the left as it relates to the SCOTUS overturning of Roe v. Wade and giving that the right to kill mostly black babies back to the states is to scare women to say, ooh, if you cross a state line and have an abortion, you could be ruled a killer in your state, even though you went to another state that will legally allow you to have your abortion. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to It's a Scare Oh, Lordy, Lordy. You look at what they've done to your rights, women. You now have to travel to kill your babies. It's not going to be as convenient as they've let it happen in the past. Oh, by the way, what would be the byproduct? Let's just think about this out loud here for a second, folks listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let's think about this. What if black women actually decided to practice birth control and said, you know what? I'm not going to go out and sleep with every, you know, Ray Ray that comes along. I'm going to actually be more deliberate in who I sleep with and the type of protection I have. And oh, by the way, I'm also going to utilize these other avenues of, you know, destruction of black children. So you could take the morning after pill or whatever, but I'm going to have to be more judicious. What if this decision by the Supreme Court made black women have to become more responsible? Asking for a friend. Because you can no longer walk to the nearest Planned Parenthood like you're going to get a Slurpee at a 7-Eleven. You know, you got to get in a car. You might have to drive across two or three states where you, there's going to be some states that say, hey, look here, we have no problem killing black babies. Come on here. You kill as many black babies as you want. I can see the advertisements now, but that's a whole other issue. I'm not going to market for them. You get what I'm saying? What if it actually changed the behaviors of an entire population of women who are responsible for over 300% of the killing of unborn children? What if they had to do it differently? What if they didn't do it at all? What if some of them decided, you know what, I'm going to find the right guy and raise my baby with the right guy? What if that occurred? Anyway, they're scaring. They want to scare these people. I want to play this in the clip in its entirety that we played in the previous segment, but you'll get to hear it all. The first part of this is she says the Roe decision is devastating. She's right. It's devastating to the people that enjoy killing black babies. So that's number one. And then she mentions this other crappy decision regarding Miranda rights. She says, we've lost our Miranda rights. And the guy goes, no, first of all, you've lost Miranda warnings. They don't have to warn you. You by now, you got to know you have the right to remain silent. Keep your mouth shut. When do we ever have to say this in the first place? If a cop catches you doing something, and you go, listen, I did not want to rob that place. I'm just desperate. And he goes, well, wow. They say, well, police officer, what did he say to you? He says he didn't want to have to rob the place, but he was desperate. Well, you can't use that. You didn't Mirandize him. That's just, it's stupid on its face. You know, so anyway, do you still have them? You got your rights. But you, I don't know how, if anybody ever told you, you have the right to remain silent. Really? I don't have to talk? Wow, so I have this ability, but I don't have to use it? Anybody ever heard of the silent treatment? Anyway, let's play this clip. Here's Tiffany Cross and Eli Mistal talking about the Miranda warnings, but I want to touch on a bigger point they make.
Yeah, I honestly, and look, we should talk about, I know the Roe decision is incredibly impactful in an adverse way and devastating, but there were also other really crappy decisions that came out of the Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about the Miranda rights case later, but essentially we lost Miranda rights this week as well. Now, I know in the last block I talked to Attorney General Tish James, who talked about, you know, protecting women. So in addition to, I bring up the Miranda rights point because I think you disagreed a little bit, and you were saying that women who go to New York could potentially be prosecuted without even having their Miranda rights read to them, by the way, if they go to New York to have an abortion. Explain that.
Yeah, so we lost Miranda warnings, not Miranda rights. Your right against self-incrimination still exists under the Fifth Amendment. Cops just probably don't have to tell you, and certainly if they don't tell you, you can't sue them for violating your constitutional rights. So it's a little bit more subtle, but it's just as kind of on the ground impactful. The thing about what James said, look, Letitia James is the Attorney General of New York. It is appropriate for her to focus on the laws of New York. So it's not that she couldn't really answer your question. I can, because I don't have a job. What's going to happen in Missouri is they are already trying to restrict the right of women to travel, right, to go to other states, Illinois, New York, California, to get of services, right? So once they, if they can't directly restrict their right to travel, they can.
How will they know, though? How will they know that they've gone to New York to get an abortion?
Well, we've already seen evidence that these people are willing to use apps, trackers, anything that they can to try to figure out whether or not a woman has had an abortion. Remember, one of the most disgusting things that is going to happen because of this decision is that women who have miscarriages will now be investigated as criminals by white Republican men.
Did you catch that? Another scare tactic. Whoo! Well, how can they restrict their, if they can't restrict their right to travel, then she jumps in and says, well, how will they know? Exactly. How will they know? Oh, well, they're going to put apps trackers. They're going to track these women. Oh, boy, if you're a girl, they're going to put this apps track on you, and they're going to know exactly where you're going. Really think this is China? If there was anybody going to put apps trackers on anybody, huh, I wonder where that idea would come up, COVID, come up WooFlu, come up Joe Biden, come up, let's, what do they call it? What do they call it when they were going to contact tracing? Is that what they called it? I'm just, I don't know. Yeah, contact tracing. For when you got the WooFlu, when you got a cold, they wanted to know where you were and who you might have given that cold to. Have you heard much about COVID in a while and contact tracing, huh? No, not so much. So how will they know? Apps trackers, contact tracing. Oh, and by the way, if you're a woman and you have a miscarriage, you are suspect. You are suspect for killing your baby. And that apps tracker is going to tell them, you know what they're going to do? It'll put you in jail. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Isn't that what Biden said? They're going to put y'all back in chains, black women. It's a scare tactic. You go from state to state to kill your baby. Ooh, guess what? They're going to put you in jail. That's what they're doing. Forget the myriad of ways that you can destroy your child. But the government now wants to know, when Donald Trump is back in, those Republicans are in office, oh boy, they're going to really be after you. But here's the rest, because he mentioned it at the end, he says it, you're going to be tracked by a bunch of white men. See, that's the coup de grace. It isn't, it's not just that you're being tracked, it's that these white men are going to track you. But listen to what they say at the end.
So the horror of this decision kind of doesn't stop. But what's going to happen in states is that they're going to say that there is a now conspiracy to commit a crime by going across state lines to receive an abortion. And that conspiracy happens in the state you live in, not in the state where you go get the services. So there are lots of different ways that the states can go and punish people who go seek services, right?
I don't have much time, but I like how he uses the word services, right? Yeah, they go seek services. It's a service to be able to kill a black baby. But here's the best part.
When you, the way that it lines up with everything that the court is doing is that their view of the country, the conservative view of the country, is that if dead white men didn't say it in the 18th century, it doesn't exist. And we know that to be an intellectually bankrupt point because the right. Same people who say that ignore the Ninth Amendment where those dead white men said we can't possibly say all the rights that exist. So it's a full-on broadside attack on liberal democracy.
Well, I'd love to pick this guy apart. A full-on broadside attack on liberal democracy. Okay? Well, interestingly, we don't live in a liberal democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. But he says if dead white men didn't say in the 18th century, then it doesn't exist. So if dead white men didn't say it's okay for you to kill your baby in, or didn't say it wasn't okay for you to kill your baby in the 18th century, then, you know, it doesn't exist. Well, I mean, can you just understand the multitude of holes in this guy's argument? Seek services. Lines up with what the court is doing. It's all about these dead white men. I'm going to touch on that a bit more another time.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.